the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The key is fundraising. That's what the NRA is doing. They're appealing to hate, and they're getting more members because there are some people who hate the Obamas. But that's what they're raising money on. This is no longer about the Second Amendment. This is about raising money on hate.
There's Governor Howard Dean with a message on the NRA and the battle over gun control. You know, there may be something to what he was saying there with some people. I'm sure you've heard and seen those who really isn't disliking the Obama administration because of what they do, because I'm in that league myself. But to see some of the things that have even been posted about him, I'm talking about Obama, and referencing him, the N-word, and what he what ought to be done with him. There are some very hateful people in this country, some sick people. You can disagree with his policies all you want, but to have some of the thinking, I mean, you can't take away people's thoughts, and people have their thoughts, and they own their thoughts, but it's one thing to be a bad president and want him not to be there, but it's another thing to have some of the things that are being said by some people who do belong to the NRA and other people who don't. They're just saying horrible, horrible, hateful things. So that's part of what we have to deal with, excuse me, here in America. And that's what we deal with on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview for yet another day of several of the items that are hot in the world of conversation radio. 888-302-3684. You can comment on anything that's said here by any of the people who are on the air, the hosts, the callers, me. Help yourself with your thoughts also. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. So here's the latest from the NRA. It's a new ad, the Target. It's the president, and it stirs up a lot of controversy.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
All right, so what do you make of that? That's pretty controversial stuff. 888-302-3684. Speaking of hypocritical, the NRA has put together an app for people who are youngsters 4 years and up to apparently teach people. I haven't seen it. All I've heard is the controversy, the conversation, and it isn't a pleasant conversation. Why can't this just be about the issue? And does the NRA ad fit in there? It is, I guess, I don't know if it's stupefying. I don't know what it is. But what it is isn't good. And as much as we all know that the issue really is what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, what are the sub-issues here? 888-302-3684. Here's Megyn Kelly talking to Monica Crowley and Julia Roginski about the NRA and whether they've gone too far.
We were on the air when it broke that the president was going to be using children to his announcement, and we had an impassioned discussion about whether the use of children to make a political point on an issue as controversial as this is appropriate. We got a mix of opinions. What about this? Now you have the other side doing it in a different way, but doing it clearly.
Anytime you use children to make a political point, it's always a very dicey proposition, and you have to be really careful about doing it on either side, I think. That being said, this president has used his daughters in campaign appearances. He used a beautiful child when he was signing Obamacare, the health care bill. So he has been known to use children for political props when it suits his purposes. In this case, the use of these children in the audience as he was making the announcements on gun control, I find particularly particularly inappropriate because you are dealing with an issue that involves violence. Healthcare bill didn't involve violence per se. This actually does. So the use of those children, I think, went over the line. The point I think that the NRA was making, and again, you have to be very, very, very careful, especially when you're talking about the president's children. Mm-hmm. But the bigger point that they're trying to make here is that the president's children do not go to school in a gun-free zone. They are protected. They have Secret Service.
They're accusing him of hypocrisy.
And that's totally fine. But yes, what it's actually saying is his children are more worthy of gun protection than yours.
Is that, I mean, the thing is, obviously, the president's children are in a special circumstance. They are under threat at all times, sadly, because they are the children of the president of the United States. There's a reason why they have 24/7 Secret Service protection, and it's something that we in the media don't often highlight, and we tend to stay away from, and I don't know that we should be discussing the security situation of the Obama girls. But now we are, because this ad put it, and I understand the point they're trying to make, Julie, but is it appropriate to talk about the security that these two little girls
have? No, and this should not be a partisan issue. The NRA was reprehensible to do this. If this were the Bush girls or Chelsea Clinton, I would have said the same thing. There is no excuse to be dragging little Sasha and little Malia Obama, who are minors, who did not ask, by the way, to be the president's daughters.
Who are in a special circumstance.
Who are in a special circumstance because they are under threat. And if I certainly don't know what the situation is with the Secret Service, but I suspect there are threats against them on a daily basis because of who they are.
Risk of kidnapping,
exactly right. And so to drag them into this and to discuss their school, and inevitably this leads to which school do they attend? So, you know, it's public where they go to school,
but now
we're talking
about it. They just start thinking about it.
And, you know, and this is leading us down. It's a slippery, horrible slope, which I believe will probably endanger those girls more than they're endangered already, and it's reprehensible. The NRA should pull that ad. Frankly, I wish we would stop talking about it because it is just inexcusable.
I think maybe there's something to be said for it. And I'm thinking I'm leaning on the side of the NRA going a little too far. Obama's gone too far with some of the things he's done. I think the NRA, of which I am a member, I may not want to, they choose not to be a member. How about you? 888-302-3684. We have a lot of input here from various hosts, and there's some calls on this already. So if you'd like to join the conversation, you can do that, 888-302-DOUG. It's 13 past the hour on the Countdown Show.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $269 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Too many Americans are letting our country decline without a fight. When I recently spoke at a town meeting about the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, many there had never read them, and some didn't even know what they were. They thought they were good citizens because they voted, but didn't know that we, the people, are the guardians of our own freedom. What it means to be a citizen and what America stands for are laid out in those documents. This month, I urge every family in America to set aside an hour to read them and talk about what they mean. Then we, the people, can look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty and be true defenders of freedom and opportunity in our communities. If we don't hold our government accountable, no one else will.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
888-302-3684. The president unveiled new gun control policies yesterday, a series of new gun control actions. The main proposals include requiring criminal background checks on all gun sales, private ones included, banning military-style assault weapons, limiting ammunition magazines to 10 rounds, and strengthening penalties for gun trafficking. Which one of those do you think he's going to win? Do you think he threw them all out there knowing he wouldn't be able to get them all? And we'll get some of them. And which ones do you approve of? 888-302-3684. Here's host Jordan Levy talking to psychiatrist Dr. Keith Albo. Albo says the problem isn't with guns. It's about the state of mental health in our country.
For some reason, I guess it's too complex for those in Washington to look at the real crux of the problem, has been and continues to be mental health problems in this country that continue also to have a stigma placed on anyone that's mentally ill, and the hesitancy of government to approach it.
It's really distasteful. It's a horrible thing that, you know, it's worse than not getting their heads around it. It's that Washington, D.C. wants to, at present, disempower people. They want to take autonomy from people. And the tragedy in Newtown and the tragedy in Aurora, Colorado, with James Holmes at that movie theater, the Batman premiere, have been hijacked by people who want to pass weapons bans for their own reasons. They know the statistics. They know that the vast, vast majority of mass killings are not done with automatic or semi-automatic weapons. They're done with handguns, traditional handguns, fire, blunt objects, and bombs. They know that. And they also know, I presume, that when people are sick to the extent that they're psychotic and literally like Adam Lanza living in his basement with Asperger's syndrome, his mother providing him only a windowless space in which to live and teaching him to shoot when he's mentally ill, that those events are not ones that we're going to address by disarming the American population, yet that's where they're going because that's their agenda. All the while, our mental health care system lay in shambles. It's a terrible joke perpetrated on families who have mentally ill young people, many of whom I've sat with, who literally pray that their kids will be arrested so that they can then have the leverage as a condition of probation to get them into community mental health centers, because otherwise they can't afford a couple hundred grand to send them out to Austin Riggs and Stockbridge. They can't afford $80,000 to send them to the Pavilion in McLean. And you know what? Other than that, they can get 2, 3, 4 days on a crowded psychiatric unit where their meds will get quickly adjusted and they'll be sent right back to the street.
888-302-3684. I was about to connect and combine the old number with the new number. Let's listen to a conversation from Douglas, who's in Coos Bay, Oregon, wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, Doug. It's about 35 seconds.
Okay. All I'd like to say is I don't understand how it is that they think that that's going to stop people, good, bad, or indifferent, from guns. You know, having guns. I mean, I remember being taught when I was like in the first, second grade how to make my own gun at home.
Yeah, but you're missing some of the point. A lot of people call and they remember this, that, or the other thing. I remember being taught how to use a gun when I was in high school. That was a long time ago. It doesn't apply now anymore in the minds of some people, and that's the difference. We're missing some of the points here, including how the world has changed in thought. A lot of people agree with Obama 100%.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 888-302-3684, the new number for the countdown, our discussion of gun control and proposals being put forth. Here is Talkhost Michael Brown with some thoughts on the way the president may announce the proposals, and he doesn't much like what he's hearing.
How pathetic. I really think things have become in this country. I really do believe they've become pathetic. The President of the United States is going to announce his proposed regulations on guns. He is going to surround himself with at least 20 children. I'm not sure of the number, but at least 20 different children who wrote him letters after the Sandy Hook massacre, in which those precious little rugrats were massacred by that bozo that I'm really sorry that he killed himself, because he really deserved a damn good killing the civilized way. So we'll get all of these proposed regulations and everything else. And I would just remind you of this. Don't be fooled by the fact that the president is announcing these things and that Vice President Joe Biden has been holding these meetings with the NRA and Walmart and everybody else. This is something that, just like the nationalized, socialized medicine, this is something that those on the left, the progressives, have been pushing for decades, and they see an opportunity here, just as they saw an opportunity to cram down socialized medicine down our throats. They will now attempt to shove down more infringement on the Second Amendment, playing on people's sympathies and playing on their emotions. I find it despicable that he will surround himself with 20 children who wrote letters asking the president to do something. I doubt there's one child in that photo op that can recite, let alone understand, the meaning of the Second Amendment. I guess the president, in putting himself in front of all of those children, is saying this. Listen closely. I think the president of the United States is saying to those who will be watching that if you don't do something, these children might die. That if you don't do something, these young, mush-brained little rugrats that'll be cute as a button, that you won't be able to resist. The President of the United States is basically saying these kids will be mowed down by some nut job murderer unless you do something. That is despicable for a President of the United States to act that way.
Pretty much like most presidents and politicians use the military as backdrops for their political endeavors as well. 888-302-3684, Ben's in Pennsylvania with a history lesson.
I'm amazed at how when we hear about an event like this, people are amazed that there's so much violence. And they forget the historical reality of this country. The country was founded on violence. I mean, we're talking about brutal, savage violence that wiped out a whole continent of people, enslaved another continent of people, and the country has been maintained on violence. When we hear about what goes on in Iraq, for example, we go there, America goes there, and hundreds of children have been killed, if not thousands. But we don't see that reality until it happens here. It becomes more pressing. I think someone needs to look at, or study needs to be done on the whole psychology of the American people that have perpetrated this violence around the world. And look at it now; it's not new.
888-302-3684. There's a bitter, but yet fairly factual review from his point of view about all the violence. We still continue to be violent. If you go back through the history of our country, even through, let's go back to the pre-World War II days, when guns were, it was a whole different reality, actually. But my point here is a military-industrial complex, of which these gun manufacturers are a part, didn't have hold of much of anything in our country. The grip that they have now is pretty amazing, isn't it? 28 past the hour.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why won't Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great. Oh, excuse me.
Check 'em, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Chapstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy?
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now,
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As you can imagine, if you're just joining us, gun control, the president's presentation yesterday with all those children around, people who are critical of that, Joe Biden's overview, and some of the things that were said afterwards, some of the horrible things that have been said about Obama that have nothing to do with gun control by some of those who are advocates of some kind of wholesale revolution because the president isn't what they like. Those are the kinds of people that have other people stirred up. Although I will tell you that it seems to me as a practical measure that 55% calling for some kind of change is not a, or 55% saying that they approve of the president working on this problem isn't a ringing major door. People say he won election by a comfortable margin. 55-45, I suppose that is a comfortable margin. Is that a comfortable enough margin to move on gun control? Something to think about, right? 888-302-DOUG on the countdown. The ladies on The View talked about this NRA ad. Matter of fact, Michael, let's play the ad again so in case people aren't listening, they haven't heard the ad. We'll play the ad, and then we'll listen to the ladies on The View talking about the premise that's put forth there.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
The National Rifle Association is fighting back really hard against the White House calling for tougher gun control laws with an ad that really gets personal. Take a look.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
Pretty bad.
Wow.
That is pretty bad.
You know, it's
so,
wow.
They are nuts. I was just saying, this is something that is not unique to President Obama and his children. Every sitting president has had security for their children.
Not every sitting president wants gun control. That's
exactly.
Why.
At least President Obama is considering it. Has any other sitting president even considered it?
Nixon, if I'm correct.
The NRA has called for armed guards at all American schools, which is... And President Obama is very shortly going to come out with his own suggestions. But the idea, what offended me is, I'm looking at you because I don't know how you feel, Whoopi, but what offended me was using the president's children. There are other ways of doing it without using the president's children.
And then
calling him an elitist.
To make, all of our presidents have security. Mm-hmm. They just do. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And so to hold them to some sort of different standard, like they shouldn't have security, is kind of ridiculous. And I'm just annoyed that we can't have this discussion without, being the name, called an elitist and all of that.
But here's
it's
the
not
problem.
Elitist to get your child, for your child to have protection when you're the president of the United States.
I think that they're right. I think this is a little beyond. Our children, although some may be in danger, are not in the same situation because of some of the crackpots that are around and the threats they must get all the time. These children, I think the president's using the children at the signing and then the attack on his own children in this ad, both are out of bounds. That's the way I view it. The president and the vice president, I was thinking about some of the things that were said here yesterday. I outlined a couple of things. My notes include the following: Biden saying, for survivors, time is measured in minutes. He said there's a moral obligation to diminish the possibility this will happen again. There are no illusions what Congress is up against or what they're up against with Congress. He says he sat down with 229 groups. I didn't know there were that many involved in this. Spoke with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. Pointed to a fellow and mentioned Colin Goddard, who was in the Virginia shooting, was shot a number of times. He was in French class. I remember hearing that, I think. And then the things that I did watch most of this, and here are what I remember. This is what I remember about what President Obama said when he took the podium. He said that he would sign 23 executive actions. Wasn't specific. There was conversation about tightening background checks, allowing schools to hire more resource officers, whatever that means in quotation marks. We need to address mental illness. Man, do we ever. He wants the CDC to study the best ways to reduce gun violence, including the impact of violent video games. Said that these directives are in no way a substitute for action by members of Congress. Called on Congress to pass universal background check. 40% of gun purchases are made without them, he said. Is that true, really? Wow. He called on a renewal of the federal assault weapons ban. I don't think that most people have a problem with that. Limit the size of ammunition magazines to 10 rounds. He said that weapons designed for the theater of war have no place in a movie theater. And added that Reagan supported that belief. Also, and when you invoke Reagan, they're trying to get to both sides of the aisle. Wants to pass more severe punishments for people who knowingly sell arms to criminals. Confirmed Todd Jones as the director of the ATF. Passed funding for more police, et cetera, et cetera. And said that none of this will happen unless the American people demand it. More important for lawmakers to give peace of mind to parents dropping off their first graders than keeping their A rating with the gun lobby. All right? So, interesting to look at the group of people in the audience. Al Sharpton was there, a couple of congressmen, Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. I've been in her company, very interesting character. Mayors, that sort of thing. All right, so that's an overview of the issue. Let's take some calls now. 888-302-3684, starting with Jerry in California, who says any of the banning of any kind of guns don't solve anything.
I'm not in favor of President Obama's executive action against gun ownership. I mean, we were found it a right to bear arms. It shall not be infringed. I agree with Ron Paul. I believe he should leave it up to Congress in order to have it out there and have that vote. The American people need to understand something about the Second Amendment right. It helps us not only to defend ourselves, but it helps us to also defend our country against tyranny. And I believe the Founding Fathers made that a key thing when they put that amendment there. American people got to understand, less guns, including assault rifles, according to what most callers would call assault rifles, M4s or AR-15s. They believe that taking away these rifles are going to actually reduce crime. But if we take a look at countries like England and Australia, where they totally banned their weapons, the crime rate increased. All the violent crime rates increased. I think that's just due to comparing gun for gun. What about stabbings or beatings or robberies or burglaries, just as in England? You know, in England has the highest crime rate in all of Europe.
No, they don't. You don't know what you're talking about. 888-302-3684. Ozzy, that's talking points from somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about. Ozzy in Tennessee wants to be able to get these high-capacity magazines.
The people that think about this understand the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It has everything to do with protecting yourself against a tyrannical government, of which this one is far more tyrannical than most governments in the past 30 years. And yet people will tell you that these high magazines, you don't need those for hunting. Hunting has nothing to do with this. It's to protect you against an invasion, not necessarily the army. The army would squash us in a heartbeat. We're here to protect ourselves against people who would do us harm. One or two bullets at a time might make it if there's five or six people trying to break into your place. You need a higher capacity magazine of 20 or 30 rounds per magazine.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it? 888-302-3684. I was trying to pick apart what he said word by word. I think there's that we can let it stand on its own. Okay, Thomas in Lynchburg, Virginia, you're on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, you hear a lot of discussion in the media and everywhere else of the right and politicians on the right and conservatives being, quote-unquote, beholden to the gun rights lobbies and this, that, and the other. But you never hear any discussion anywhere of politicians on the left being beholden to Hollywood and the entertainment industry, you know, for the money they get from them. That's why they won't even, you haven't heard
right,
any discussion
but
at
under
all.
The circumstances, Thomas, two wrongs don't make a right, do they? We got all kinds of hypocrisy here on all sides of the issue. And, you know, in terms of the videos, what do we specifically do about that?
Well, recently, John Locke is an author. He's written piles of books on statistics of guns and gun violence. And he laid out a very clear timeline recently that, if you look at the history of guns, how long guns have been around.
Sir, that's not the issue. Well, that's not the. It may be the issue for you, but that's not the national issue. You started talking about entertainment, the video, the violent videos. What do we do about them?
Well, I mean, we need to have a discussion of what impact they're having.
No, what do you think ought to be done? What's your plan for fixing it? It may be that you're right that the violence in the videos is the number one problem, but how do we fix it? The motion picture industry and others in the entertainment world say there's no government way to force people, because of our laws, or the manufacturers of these things, to change them. So then what do we do?
Well, I mean, they can come out and ban guns. Okay.
You're not getting it, sir. You don't. There are different rules and laws that apply. If you want to change the laws, then you got to get to your congressman and senator and representative. The laws don't allow for a change in violent video. The laws do allow for some kind of gun control discussion, debate, and perhaps laws to change there. And then when it comes to mental health, there probably are some things legally that can be done. But what we're hearing in the circumstance that we're talking about here is the issue that you brought up, that you seem most passionate about, is the one we can do the least about, other than just not buying those videos. That's the way to put those people out of business. Don't buy them. I'm not sure you're hearing that side of the argument. 888-302-3684. Very impassioned stuff. We understand that. Is the ad from the NRA hypocritical? Is it out of place? Is it something that ought not to be aired? Or maybe the fact that it's been aired one day is enough to create a certain circumstance that many people on many stations say they don't want it on their station. What do you think was accomplished by that? 888-302-3684 on the countdown.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to President and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Sapersky-Quale, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Should all acquaintance
buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And now,
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices.
For all
at Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684 on the countdown, discussing gun control, the NRA ad, etc. Grinch, Greg's another Virginia caller. Go ahead, Greg. You're now on the air.
Yes. Hello, Doug.
I was just calling because I heard you say that Obama said 40% of gun purchases are not background checked, and I don't know how true that is. I can't look at the stats myself right now, but I also see anti-gun activists stating that there's no background checks at gun shows, and there are. I mean, I've purchased them at gun shows, and I have to wait either a day, maybe an hour, or whatever, but they put my name into the state trooper's database, and it gets searched for any red flags.
And you didn't have any, so you were okay. You didn't have any, so you were okay, right?
No, I mean, I can make the purchases.
Yeah, okay. All right, you got to scoot along here. Thanks for that input. It's 51 past the hour.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, the countdown with now a focus. I said earlier we do the debt ceiling, but actually there's more action in the flu corner than anywhere else other than gun control. So let's spend some time on that. Here is Jamie Colby talking to medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel and Dr. David Samadi about some of the misconceptions people may have about what's going on in this country regarding the flu.
We want to talk about the levels at which we are now with the flu and what the very latest is. These reports are a little disturbing that we may be short on vaccine, short on Tamiflu.
Jamie, I'd like to bust a couple of myths on the flu because I've been watching all the media coverage. And outside of David and I, there's a few things that people are getting misconceptions about. First of all, we're calling this an epidemic. People are panicked. What's an epidemic? Did you know that flu is an epidemic every single year for a certain period of time, a couple of weeks usually? Maybe we have a more severe year this year. We probably do, but we're not going to know that for sure until the end of the year. So that's first thing. It's an epidemic. But flu is always an epidemic. And if we can just use the time here to shed a spotlight on the flu, how it is a dangerous virus, how it can kill, how it can cause other infections to march in, like pneumonia, like bronchitis, then we're doing a service. Second thing, vaccine. I've been talking for 10 years about getting a better flu vaccine. We can't afford it yet. It's about $1 billion to get the research going. The problem with the flu vaccine is you need a different one every year. We've both been talking about how the Centers for Disease Control says it's 62% effective. They should get a hats off for that because we're the only country in the world that does... test of the flu vaccine in the middle of the flu season to see how effective it is. They go around asking people, you know, did you go to a doctor for flu symptoms? It's 62% less likely that you'll go to the doctor with flu-like symptoms, meaning it decreases how severe you get the flu.
And they're now, working now on next year.
Right, right.
How?
And, by the way, one more thing on that. As David was saying yesterday, we're not really going to know how effective this vaccine is until April. When we look back in the rearview mirror and we say, how many people did this really help? We need a better vaccine. We need. They're already working on the one for next year. But that's because they have to do it this way. It's a crazy situation. We need one flu vaccine that lasts 10 years. The third thing I want to say quickly is, people, you may have the flu. You may not have the flu. You may have something else and think you have the flu. You were saying before we came on you were coughing. You know, David has had a cold this week. Everybody thinks they have the flu this week. It may not actually be the flu. Or you may have the flu and something else. You may have the flu and bronchitis or the flu and a sore throat.
Now no one's going to come near me. Thank you so much. No, I stayed home all week, folks. And really, if you can rest, it seems like rest was the only thing that really helped. I hope you're feeling better, Dr. Smith.
I am.
But the thing is, why would drug companies overproduce a product like Tamiflu or the flu vaccine, knowing that they may have epidemic levels, which we've reached?
People are not listening. So they're producing about 135 million. We already have given 128, but despite everything that's said, they're not going to get vaccinated for whatever reason. Maybe they think it causes autism and other things. There's a lot of myth out there. This is a dead virus, obviously, cannot cause flu after you get the vaccine. But I have a different perspective. Obviously, this is what Mark does for a living, but I think that we should do a better job, and FDA and other companies, manufacturers, should do better than 62%. And we'll find out in April, it was only great at 50% of the time. Look, the bottom line is, this flu virus is a very fluid and it's a very smart one. And every year, it seems like we're chasing it instead of getting it ahead of time. What it does, it has something like, you know, antigen shift or antigen drift. In the middle of the season, all of a sudden, it can change the style of it, and now you have almost like either a complete new strain, like a B1, or a little bit different, and now the virus, the vaccine is not going to work against it.
It's pretty interesting. I agree with Dr. Siegel there. This is not an epidemic. The use of the word by the news media to scare you is just another affront to your sensitivities. It's bunkum, and maybe there's a stronger word than that for it. It's now time for our host, Scott Sloan, to have a conversation with Dr. Rebecca Lee about whether being stressed or paranoid about the flu actually can give you the flu or make you sick.
Everybody is flipping sick around here. It makes me glad I got the flu shot, although I'm kind of paranoid about it. I will see people, and I'm being around people who are sick all the time. The goo is floating around the building. You go out in public, you know, people are hacking all over. Went and got some groceries this weekend, ready for ahead to reload for round two, and a little clinic in my Kroger packed with people getting treated, and they just looked all sickly. I feel for you. You got the flu right now, but I don't want it. I don't like to be that miserable, and a little injection in my arm in October can prevent that. I'm all good, but I still think I get, like, every time I sneeze or have a sniffle or it just maybe dust or something, I think, oh, my God, I'm coming out with the flu. I'm, like, really freaky paranoid about all this stuff. I think I'm going to get myself sick. I see sick people, and I'm thinking, you know, I got a cough. Do I got something in my throat? I'm like a little on edge about it. Can I actually mentally make myself sick?
Well, stress can reduce your body's ability to fight off infection. It does impact your immune system.
I don't think it's stress. I think it's stupidity.
Well, it is stress, though, because we are hearing so much about the flu.
Right.
And so it sounds like, you know, but there are sick people all around. And so that's why we have to take extra precautions. I spoke with you last week about hand washing.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's coughing, I mean, if you see someone coughing just without covering their mouth, you need to say, hey, cover your cough.
All right, that's it for today's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Tomorrow at the same time, we'll look forward.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.